Diabetes and UTIs. What are UTIs? As the name suggests, urinary tract infections, UTIs, affect your urinary tract. It is a general term for infections that can affect your bladder, that's cystitis, urethra, that's urethritis, or kidneys, that's kidney infection. Symptoms include 1. Pain or a burning sensation when peeing, that's dysuria. 2. Needing to pee more often than usual during the night, that's nocturia. 3. Pee that looks cloudy, dark, or has a strong smell. 4. Needing to pee suddenly or more urgently than usual. 5. Needing to pee more often than usual. 6. Blood in your pee. 7. Lower tummy pain or pain in your back, just under the ribs. 8. A high temperature or a feeling hot and shivery, and or 9. A very low temperature, below 36°C. Older or frail people may also experience 1. Changes in behaviour, such as acting agitated or confused, that's delirium. 2. Wetting themselves, that's incontinence. And 3. New shivering or shaking, that's rigors.
Why are UTIs more common among people with diabetes? UTIs are the second most common type of infection. Sorry ladies, but women are 10 times more likely to get a UTI than men because of their anatomy. In fact, more than 50% of women will have a UTI at some point in their lives. If you're a woman with type 2 diabetes, your risk may be even higher. Why are people with diabetes more prone to UTIs? There are likely to be several possible reasons. First, people with diabetes may have poor circulation, which reduces the ability of white blood cells to travel in the body and fight off any kind of infection. Second, high blood glucose levels can also raise the risk of a UTI. High levels of glucose in the urine can provide good conditions for the levels of bacteria that can cause UTIs to become a problem. Thirdly, some people with diabetes have bladders that don't empty as well as they should due to autonomic neuropathy. As a result, urine stays in the bladder too long and becomes a breeding ground for bacteria.
How are UTIs diagnosed? UTIs are usually diagnosed by testing a urine sample for the presence of bacteria. If UTIs become a regular and or persistent problem, you may be referred for other tests, such as ultrasound, MRI or CT scan. See a GP if 1. You have symptoms of a urinary tract infection for the first time. 2. You're a man with symptoms of a UTI. 3. You're caring for an older, frail person who may have symptoms of a UTI. 4. You have symptoms of a UTI after surgery. 5. Your symptoms get worse or do not improve within 2 days, and or 6. Your symptoms come back after treatment.
How are UTIs treated? Treatment from a GP may include 1. Offering self-care advice and recommend taking a painkiller. 2. Giving you a prescription for a short course of antibiotics. And 3. Giving you a prescription for antibiotics, but suggest you wait for 48 hours before taking them in case your symptoms go away on their own. If your UTI keeps coming back or recurs within 6 months, then your GP may 1. Prescribe a different antibiotic or prescribe a low-dose antibiotic to take for up to 6 months. 2. Prescribe a vaginal cream containing estrogen if you have gone through the menopause. And 3. Refer you to a specialist for further tests and treatments. For some people, antibiotics do not work or urine tests do not pick up an infection even though you have UTI symptoms. This may mean you have a long-term, a chronic UTI that is not picked up by current urine tests. You should consider asking the GP for a referral to a specialist for further tests and treatments. Things you can do yourself to help ease symptoms of a urinary tract infection. 1. Take paracetamol up to 4 times a day to reduce pain and a high temperature. For people with a UTI, paracetamol is usually recommended over NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen or aspirin. 2. Rest and drink enough fluid so you pass pale urine regularly during the day. And 3, avoid having sex. A pharmacist can help with UTIs. A pharmacist can 1, suggest the best painkiller to take, 2, tell you if you need to see a GP about your symptoms, and 3, some pharmacists offer a UTI management service. They may be able to give antibiotics if they're needed.
Prevention. As is always the case, prevention is better than cure. These are some do's and don'ts recommended by the NHS to avoid UTIs. Do wipe from front to back when you go to the toilet. Do keep the genital area clean and dry. Do drink plenty of fluids, particularly water, so that you pee regularly during the day and do not feel thirsty. Do wash the skin around the vagina with water before and after sex. Do pee as soon as possible after sex. Do promptly change incontinence pads if they're soiled. Don't wear tight synthetic underwear such as nylon. Wear cotton instead. Don't use scented soap. Don't hold in your pee if you feel the urge to go. Don't rush when going for a pee. Try to fully empty your bladder. Don't use condoms, diaphragm or cap with spermicidal lube on them. Try non-spermicidal lube or a different type of contraception. Don't drink lots of alcoholic drinks, as they may irritate your bladder.
People sometimes recommend taking D-mannose or cranberry products to prevent UTIs coming back. However, 1, D-mannose and cranberry products can contain a lot of sugar and can raise your blood sugar levels. 2, lots of sugary food or drinks may increase the amount of sugar in the urinary tract and encourage bacteria to grow. 3, there is little scientific evidence to show that these products have a beneficial effect. And 4, if you're taking warfarin, you should avoid cranberry products.
What is interstitial cystitis, IC? IC is a chronic condition characterized by pain in the bladder, along with urinary frequency and urgency, and absence of other conditions or diseases that could cause similar symptoms, including a UTI, bladder cancer, endometriosis in women, or prostate problems in men. As with the UTIs discussed, people with diabetes have an increased risk of developing IC, and, again, women are up to 10 times more likely to develop the condition compared to men. Your healthcare provider will use a combination of approaches to diagnose IC, including your medical history, a physical examination, and lab tests. There are different forms of IC, and therefore different people will respond to different forms of treatment. Types of treatment include 1. Lifestyle changes, such as stopping smoking and reducing stress, can help relieve symptoms. 2. Bladder training, such as using a bladder diary to stretch out trips to the loo. 3. Physical therapy that can be helpful if you have pelvic floor muscle spasms or muscle tenderness or pain. 4. Medication, including non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, antidepressants, antihistamines, cyclosporine can help relieve symptoms. 5. Bladder instillation, where a doctor puts a small amount of liquid medicine in the bladder and then adds liquid to ease irritation of the bladder wall. And 6. Nerve stimulation, such as TENS, to send electrical impulses to the pelvic area or bladder, can alleviate symptoms. The NHS website is a useful source of information about UTIs. Go to www.nhs.uk/conditions/urinary-tract-infections-UTIS.